Kirby and Josh. Home solution by Metricon, a fixed price home and land specialist.
Oh, another huge day. I don't even know what we did.
Oh, we did a lot. We had, I can't believe you've forgotten this, Art Simone.
Oh my God, that was literally 5 minutes ago.
I know.
Yeah, that was brilliant.
She is incredible. And a little insight, so Art Simone was on RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under.
Yep.
We got some information about how they do their makeup and everything, because it is incredible to see. I reckon after speaking to her, we can transform you into a queen.
Okay, well, think about it. Don't just bully me into the...
It's not bullying. You know, I think it's just so exciting.
I'm very open to the idea, but I just think there's a few things we need to work out before we can just jump straight in.
I think you're going to be quite beautiful.
Okay.
You're going to be a beautiful queen.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm keeping the beard, though, which is a good thing. You can do that. What else did we have on?
Oh, we spoke about the lady that posted her own funeral live. And I tried to do something nice and just backfired in my face as usual.
Oh, that's so... It was really lovely, actually. I did get it. I was a little bit emotional.
Yeah, you were. And then...
The words best friend was dropped in there. That was nice.
You also threw me under the bus with trivia.
Well, you threw yourself under the bus because you let a lot of people down. A lot.
And then you
I'm not even joking.
Well, I kind of did something wrong.
No, but you did a lot wrong.
It was like the roast of me today, because then you also threw me under the bus with the coffee.
Oh, jeez. Maybe I'm the bully, now that we think about it.
But fun show.
Fun show. You can catch it all right now.
Josh, it's one of the biggest shows on the stand at the moment, RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under. I'm absolutely loving it, and I'm loving this lady, who unfortunately did get kicked off this week. It is Art Simone. She joins us now. Hello.
Hello.
How's it all going since then?
Oh, I'll tell you what, it has been a whirlwind. It's been a big week. dealing with that finally coming out and that news finally being revealed, because they've been sitting on that secret for a while. But look, it's done. It's happened. The Band-Aid has been ripped off, and now all the fun can begin.
One of my best friends, she's a big fan, and actually messaged me while we're watching it together and just said, I legit cannot sleep tonight. I'm so distraught and pissed off that you've left. Has this been a reaction from many of your fans?
It has been the reaction across the world. literally all over the world, I'm getting messages from everyone being like, what was going on? How did that happen? It doesn't make sense. And it's been quite comforting, because I think you can see on my face as it's happening, the same thoughts are going through my head being like, what is this? This just doesn't make sense. So I'm glad to know I'm not alone.
Yeah. And so what is it like to become a meme?
All I can say is be careful what you wish for, because I walked in there and we're doing promo. I'm like, oh, I just want to become a meme. And now that I am one, I don't know how I feel about it.
It is a dream of many queens out there to get on RuPaul. How was it for you when you actually got onto the show?
Yeah, it was crazy. It was hard and fast, the experience. But the main reason I'm just so happy is that it's finally here, because for so many years I've been trying to put a spotlight on Australian drag, because we have just the best ever personalities and talented performers. So I think just having the show finally here and catapulting our drag across the world is just so wonderful, and I'm very grateful for that.
With your hair, because sometimes it's so large, how can you get into a car?
Oh, yeah.
With great difficulty, I tell you what. I did an event at the NGV for their gala a couple of years ago, and they thought it'd be really great to have all the drag queens arriving in, like, convertibles. Well, except not actual convertibles, like low cars. The roof couldn't come off. They're like, it'd be really beautiful, because it was sponsored by BMW or something. Yeah. And I looked at the car, I said, I'm not going to be able to fit in there. So they found one with a sunroof, and literally my hair was sticking out the top like Marge Simpson, and they drove along St Kilda Road and dropped me off. It was so funny. Oh,
I love that. Josh and I have actually been speaking off air about potentially what he would look like if he was to do drag, and his only concern at the moment, like, he's keen for it, but his concern is he's got a beard. Could he still do drag with it, or does he have to take the beard off?
Oh, drag is a very, very wide umbrella now, and there's lots of fabulous bearded drag queens. Like, think of Conchita Wurst.
Yes.
She's got a beard.
Yes.
So, you know, as long as you do something to the beard, you know, you've got to drag it up a little bit, whether you change the colour of it, or you cover it with glitter, or you stick flowers in it. or, you know, some ciggies in there. Who knows? But as long as you do, as long as you do something with it, then yes, you can keep your beard.
Oh, that was one of the concerns. There's a few others we're still going to work through.
You'd be gorgeous. Everyone is.
I'd look better, is what you're saying. But definitely.
And we're very excited because you're actually coming to Geelong this Sunday at Piano Bar. You're doing a bit of a show, but also there's going to be an early drag race screening.
Yeah, yeah. It's what we're doing while Drag Race is on. Before, you know, we've been running Pitch Please on Sundays in Geelong for many, many years. Mm. And now we're kicking it off with a free screening before Pitch Please, where I'll be there. You'll get to watch the episode with me. I'll be screaming things at the screen with all of you. If you've never watched Drag Race in a room with a whole bunch of people with an audience, it's such a different experience, and it's so much fun. It's like, you know, you people have like sport and stuff, like football, and you watch that in the room. This is our type of sport, and we get into it very passionately.
Well, Art Simone, it has been just a pleasure. I mean, just amazing to have a chat to you. Really appreciate time and looking forward to seeing you on Sunday.
Yes, I'll see you there.
Driving you home from 3 p.m. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Linkin Park, Numb. It is Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock 955. Home Solution by Metricon, our fixed price home and land specialists.
In every friendship circle or family, there's the organiser. The person that organises all the events. They're very organised.
Yeah.
They organise well in advance. I know a lot of my girlfriends, some who are expecting their babies or planning their weddings, they put out the save the dates 2 years in advance. Like, who's that organised?
Well, obviously they are.
Turns out there's a person even more organised than them over in Santiago.
Right.
Because she's so organised that she's not only planned her funeral, but she's hosted her funeral while alive.
Oh, wow. That's a bit weird, isn't it? Don't you? Like, that's...
It's very strange. It is a strange, strange situation. So Mayra is her name. Yeah. She's only 59 years old, so she's got plenty of life to live.
Yep.
She, with COVID and everything that happened, thought, hang on, we are losing people quickly and in some cases suddenly. And so she thought, let's get myself organised.
Well, that's a bit nicer, isn't it?
Yeah, and I'd like to plan my own funeral. So much so that she didn't just plan it. She actually arrived in a hearse and then she laid in the coffin while the funeral went on and her family members got up and spoke. And so she could hear everything going on, but she laid there with her arms crossed and it was an open coffin.
I don't know how I feel about jumping in a coffin before it's my time.
I know. How long do you reckon you'd go if it wasn't your time, if we could put you in a coffin?
What, with the lid closed,
obviously? Lid closed, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I feel like I'm claustrophobic.
Well, she spent hours. She spent hours at this service. And she has then come out and said, after spending $1,500, she doesn't care about the cost because it was a dream come true.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And she's thanked her friends, family and neighbours for attending. And she can't wait to celebrate the rest of her life and eventually get to her own funeral.
Oh, okay.
Just a strange situation. I don't know how it'd go about being in that coffin and hearing everything.
Hearing the obituary?
Just everything they have to say about you. Because in your head, I think you envision yourself as someone.
Of the eulogy, rather. Yeah.
Yeah. But then people get up and they then say
and the
stuff.
Truth comes out.
It does.
Why don't you say that nice stuff to me now?
Exactly. You know? I mean, it's not a bad
idea.
Good
memories then.
So I thought maybe for a bit of fun, you and I right now, we should pretend that we're in the coffins.
Okay.
And you can get up and do a eulogy for me.
Yeah.
And I'll do one for you.
All right. Do you want to kick us off?
Okay.
You can go first. Because I feel like you've prepared it. you had this written before we even knew each other, it seems.
Well, we're only a few weeks in, but I feel like we've got a strong bond.
All right, here we go.
So...
Hold on.
Oh, thank you. Josh was a loving co-host, son, brother, father, and de facto. Sorry, Kat, he didn't pop the question in time. He became a fifth son to my dad, Wayne, who wanted me to mention he is having a keg party in honour of him tonight. There are many things I could thank Josh for, such as pressing the buttons on the show, buying me coffees, and also not pushing me over when he has a sudden urge to push me over, which happens daily. He was more than just my co-host. He was my best friend. I'll miss you, buddy.
Oh, that's really nice.
That's nice, isn't it?
That is really good.
That comes from the heart.
That feels good.
You like that?
Yeah, I did.
You'd be
so
happy
nice.
If you were lying there alive. You'd go, that's approved.
I'd be getting emotional. I'm getting emotional right now. I'll do yours.
Okay.
Actually, that's the wrong music. It's Josh on K-Rock 555.
fresh for the drive home. Kirby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Birds. I dare say that we would all see birds every single day. They're either flying in the sky.
Very. Like,
do you reckon that's something that you would have to see every single day of your life? You would not see a bird.
Very observant of you. You know?
Do you reckon? Like, I haven't given much thought, but now I'm thinking about it. I'm going,
well, think about when you wake up, you just there's so many magpies in my street.
Exactly.
Love them.
You love them?
Maggies, I love their. They've got a good song.
Would you ever want to.
Cockatoos, not so much. It's very aggressive.
Yeah, it can be. Would you want a pet bird?
No, I don't want a pet bird.
Neither. And I don't think many people do have pet birds. I know one of my friends, she's rescued some birds before, but then let them fly
there
away
you go.
Again. Dude, like, surely, if you're going for a pet, are you going for a bird?
No, wouldn't be my first choice. I'm more of a dog man.
You're definitely a dog man. But I was so surprised when I read this story because this lady over in the Northern Territory, she has a pet bird.
Yeah.
And its name's Gilly. It's a galah. And what it did is incredible. Yeah. She was about to head to work and hopped in her car and then this happened.
Hello, Gilly.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to go to work. What are you doing?
Gilly's on our car.
So I've flown over to the car. And then
had a full conversation, asked, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And then when she proceeded to drive off, Gilly just stay standing on the little windowsill and went to work with her.
Well, now that you've said that's a pretty great pet.
That sounds amazing because honestly, I didn't see much in birds. But now hearing that, I've gone, I kind of want one. But then it got me thinking, maybe Gilly is just a one of a kind. There's surely not going to be many talking birds.
Because I know there's that grey parrot that they all talk about.
Yeah.
You know, that's like really good. And I know people pretend like, you know.
Polly want a cracker.
Oh, the classic. Polly want a cracker.
But how often is it happening?
Yeah, I honestly don't reckon there's people out there, A, who have birds as pets.
Well, I think birds as a pet, maybe. You know, everyone bought a budgie.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I'm still on the fence of that. But even more so, I just don't think there'd be anyone with a talking bird. Like, surely no one's got a gill.
Because surely the effort to try, like, how far do you have to train it? I'm probably not going to talk to it every day.
Does it just mimic you, or can you actually have a conversation like Gilly did with his owner? He said, what are you doing?
52232955. This is very niche, isn't it? Have you got a pet bird that can talk? Because
they
realistically,
don't. No one does.
Realistically, no one does.
No one does have a pet bird that talks.
We just heard one.
But I don't think anyone here does.
52232955. Have you got a talking bird? You are mistaken. Sasha in Herne Hill, it was your partner that had one.
Yeah, it's not quite in Geelong or the Surf Coast. She used to live in Ghana and had one.
Definitely not here.
Yeah.
What type of bird? Like a galah?
I don't know. It was one of the exotic local birds or whatever it was.
Yeah, right. But
do you know,
spoke.
Could it
speak? But it was definitely a talking one.
What words could it say?
It repeated basically what they said and really accurately. There was a point where she used to imitate the doorbell from downstairs.
Oh.
And then my wife would come down there and there'd be no one at the door. It's just the bird making the noise.
That is so cool.
That's pretty good. That's brilliant.
Getting pranked by your bird.
That's brilliant. Thank you, Sasha. Beck in Indented Heads, you've got a talking bird.
Yes, I do indeed. He's a ringneck parrot.
As I live and breathe, I have been proven wrong.
So tell us about this. How much can it speak?
He can say a few words. So he says, I love you, and get me a drink, get me a drink. And he also says Ruby, because our pet dog is Ruby. So he's always saying Ruby, Ruby, Ruby.
Is this because your bird's hearing what you say, Beck?
Yes, that's right.
So to get me a drink, is that being said a lot, I guess?
Yes, it sure has. I've got two kids.
Oh, right, sure.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarine. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955. Kirby and Josh's same.
Hello.
But different.
Same. But different.
But still same.
Welcoming into the studio, Ben from Workdays. Hello.
Hi, mate. How are you?
Doing well. Herbie, a bit nervous again.
I am.
Do you want to explain the rules again? Sorry, Ben, while we're here.
So basically, we're going back and forth, two rounds each with a total of 6 points up for grabs for each of you. You'll hear two songs, and when you hear those two songs, you know that they're both of the same name, but completely different songs by completely different artists. If you can tell me the name of the song, each artist, you'll score yourself 3 points in that round.
Brilliant.
With, you know, 6 points up for grabs for each of you, and whoever's got the most points at the end wins. You can steal points from each other as well if you can't give me a full answer.
It's actually a great game.
It is a rippy game.
Do you want to go first this week?
No, I'm just changing the rules. Because, you know, we went with winner goes first last week. So I reckon just from now on, winner goes first.
Winner goes first all the time. Okay, good.
So,
so Josh goes first every week. Okay.
First set of songs for you, Josh. Here we go. Puzzle. Straight off the bat, who have we got there?
Well, I've got no idea on any of them.
Oh,
even the name?
I can tell you, if you want a bit of a clue for the first one, the girl's name rhymes with the actual song name.
I knew the girl. That's the one thing I knew.
Candy, so it's Mandy.
Oh, shut up. Mandy, this is not fair now.
Mandy Moore.
Oh, Ben, you have absolutely...
I will give you a clue if you need it later on.
No,
calm down.
You're supposed to give the clue after none of us can do it. You have handed him that. He was so blank, and that's the Mandy only Moore. Thing I knew.
He was looking terrible so far.
I'm just going to go Barry Manilow for the next one.
Barry Manilow? Oh,
I've got no idea.
And I have no idea about
this. Do you want to hear it one more time?
We can play it, but...
I can tell you...
I'm salty right now.
The female singer in there is the chick from the B-52s. But the actual person behind
great.
The song...
Yeah, go the old school one. Not the one I actually knew. That is...
Calm down.
That is ridiculous.
Well, it was Iggy Pop.
Oh, of course.
Yep. So 2 points for Josh straight off the bat.
I'm so salty.
Herbie, let's see how you go with these ones.
It's Dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one is Tayo Cruz.
Indeed it is.
And the first one is, we're playing at the moment, which is why it's coming to me. I know them. They're the BTSs. Is that their name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
3 points
doesn't
straight up.
It doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good.
3-2.
See, now it's 3-2. You should be happy right now.
I should, but after this and you just put
the
paper.
You should see when the mics are off.
Second set of songs for Josh. Here we go.
Good song.
Oh. Who's that?
I'm guessing it's So Good as the song.
So good, indeed. You're going to bow out on those
two? I'll
bow
out, yeah.
Okay, saying you bow out. So no idea on either of them?
Nah.
Okay, well, we're going to get buzzed out as well, I guess. But first one was B.O.B., So Good. Second one, Zara Larsson. So good.
No.
Round two for Herbie at 3-2 with Herbie leading. So you've got a pretty good chance to win here.
3-3, sorry. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 3-3, sorry. Here we go. I look at you in your eyes. I see there's something burning inside. It's in your eyes. I can tell what you're thinking. My heart pretty sure Josh got some ideas here if you can't
so
get
I just
these
need
ones.
To get two. Oh, no, I don't. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you need two.
So
two to win.
The Weeknd and... Kylie Minogue.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And In Your Eyes.
Oh, she swept it. Well done. She was worried, even with the clue that I gave to you earlier.
I don't back myself in this game.
And now she's in a good mood.
She's gotten away with it.
Am I?
Thank God for that, because honestly, it's going to be a long show if it wasn't.
6-3 final score. You were ropeable after that first clue that I gave away.
Because you didn't even give it breathing time. He just went like this. I'll give you a clue.
He was looking blank the whole time.
Literally, the whole time we played
this
game.
There is a bromance in here, and I don't know how I can be part of it.
Ben, until next week, thank you very much.
Thanks,
cheers,
Ben.
Guys.
Fresh for the drive home, Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Herbie, in life, you know, we always look forward to things, don't we? You know, we're talking about with the Great Escape, you know, you look forward to a holiday, your life is a little bit better because you've got something to look forward to.
This is true.
You know, when your parents, you know, say, hey, we're going to Disneyland,
you're excited.
Like, excited. Yes. And then you think about it all the time. And then imagine if they walked into your room and go, guys, something's come up. we can't go to Disneyland anymore. You'd be shattered.
Oh, I know where you're going with this, so that's why I don't want to play along. Mm.
Okay, well, we had a trivia night booked in for tonight. You said, actually, hey, is everyone free Thursday? Is everyone free Thursday? What? Went around, hey.
I suggested a trivia night. I asked if people were interested and there was
Bilbo,
a lot of interest.
You're free, Maddie. Everyone's been coming in today. Are we going to trivia? Are we? And I'd like to ask you, Herbie, are we going? Actually, we even got a babysitter to come up. Mum's coming up
to
babysit Georgie.
You didn't get a babysitter for it. You had your mum coming and said, well, this is a great way that Kat can come out too.
And so what happened? Are we going to trivia tonight?
Own words.
Are we going to trivia tonight?
Well, we were going to go to trivia tonight because we all said that Thursday's a good night to go. And you left the new girl to find a place.
Yep.
Didn't give me any hints of where to go. So I did make the call last night to the Elephant Castle, I believe it is, that was advertising they had trivia. And they are unfortunately fully booked, not just tonight, but for a few weeks going forward.
Wow.
And so I panicked and I have gone through all the pubs that I believe I could find on Google, because I don't really know many at the moment. And it turns out that Thursday night's not a hot night for trivia.
No.
Wednesday night is. So unfortunately, no, we're not going to trivia tonight.
Oh.
We're not. And I don't think it's
fair. The collective sigh around the office. I don't think, like, everyone came in with a pep in their step today.
I've never seen it.
Everyone's downtrodden.
Yeah. I was very keen, but who knew that it was this hard to find a trivia night on a Thursday?
Don't promise things you can't keep.
It wasn't promising. I asked for just a general consensus.
Yeah.
Are we keen? And look, we will be keen when we can find a night to go.
Yeah.
So if anyone has suggestions of where we can go, I'd love to know. Because again, no one is helping me find this venue.
Yeah.
Or even, what better yet, maybe I'll leave you guys and go join another team.
Okay, well, you'll probably let them down just as much as you did us.
So
that's just my warning that I would say if you're getting Herbie on your team. You actually used to host.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I'd be a great asset because I used to host trivia in my former job in Wagga. And that was around for 2 years. And I don't want to toot my own horn, but I reckon I was all right at hosting it.
Yeah. Was there anything you struggled with?
Geography. And just some words if they...
Yeah.
So I would have a pamphlet and I would read the question, I'd repeat it and then I'd put it up on the PowerPoint.
Yeah.
But first, there was this... No one's going to want me on their team after this.
Yeah, that's all right.
So there was one question and it was something to do with what is this relation to or what is this actually? And I said, what is an Elastian actually? And I said
like
it again.
Elastic or?
I said, an Elastian. And everyone, because I'm quite confident when I speak. And so everyone started to believe it. And they're looking at me going, okay, a lot of the smart ones in the room are thinking, never heard of an Elastian. Mm. And then I put the board up, the picture on the board.
Yeah.
And as soon as I did that, everyone yelled out, Alsatian herbs.
Can't read or write, and you want to play trivia.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast, and the Bellarine. Kirby and Josh.
Ooh.
On K-Rock 955.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
So, Herbie, this is where we love getting your thoughts on the daily topics.
Yep.
It could be stuff that we've done.
Yep. The headlines.
The headlines, etc. Just wanted to, yeah, nah, for no. Nah, yeah, for yes.
Yes.
See how you go.
Okay.
Conor McGregor.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. I love him. Everything about him. His personality, when he gets in the ring, his look, just how confident it is, his suits, his kids, they're so cute. I love Conor McGregor. And his accent, oh my gosh, I love that too. He can do no wrong in my books.
Well, he's worth $233 million of this year, becoming the top richest athlete of the year, number one. So he knocked out Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo, who have really always been... One and two, essentially.
I love him even more.
That's a lot of money, isn't it?
That's so much money, especially for someone who isn't fighting all the time. You know what I mean? It's not a constant thing, and so he's now doing just...
He's got so many other things as well, endorsement deals as well. So he's,
smart man.
Doing very well for himself. Visiting a morgue.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. They're dead. Why even bother that? They're gone. Don't go on. No, what? Who would do that?
No, unless it's your job. You're saying.
Yeah, unless it's your job. I understand people do work in that field. But for you to just go, hey, let's go to the morgue, no way.
I'd be creeped out.
I've got people living that I've got to catch up with that I don't even have time for.
So true. So a lady on TikTok has shown what it's like to live in a morgue and
Does
her family do it?
That's like My Girl style back in the day, that
movie.
They
take care of the bodies and then they get them ready for the caskets and stuff.
No, thank you.
I'd just be, I guess if you grew up with it, it's not going to be weird to you, is it?
Yeah, but it also shouldn't be normal to you either. And I feel like if you grow up with it, it's just considered normal.
Yeah,
having dead people
different.
In your house.
Some of the stuff that you do is normal, but you know, here we are.
But you judge me, so that's fine.
Bitcoin.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. Only because I don't have it and I wasn't smart enough to get it when I could afford it.
Oh.
And now it just annoys me that I didn't do it. So every time someone mentions it, I think, oh, could have been me. Could have been me.
Wouldn't it be nice just to have, you know, just jumped on it at the right time?
Just get one or two. You don't need many.
It's literally winning the lotto.
You are so rich now.
So $473 billion was wiped off the cryptocurrency market for Bitcoin when Elon Musk sent out another tweet saying they're not using Bitcoin. They're just holding on to their Bitcoin until it's more environmentally friendly. And so people were like, oh, okay, that's not a good thing, and jumped off. So it just plummeted for a bit. But obviously,
he is so powerful.
Isn't he? He tweeted Doge, and then all of a sudden it's worth that guy. There's a guy that quit his job at like high up at a bank firm because he bought a meme coin. So Dogecoin was meme, and he just decided, oh, you know what? I'm loaded now. See you later.
Jeepers. I wish sometimes I worked with Elon Musk. I have you.
Oh, would you want to work with him?
Yes, I would, because then he's going to give you shares into something. 100%.
That's it. That's all you hope for is making money off someone else. Herbie and Josh on Garrett.
Fresh for the drive home. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
But this is incredible. So scientists have finally discovered, this is the first time they've ever seen it on camera, on vision, how a giant squid hunts its prey. So
that's crazy, because in my head I just think it swallows it up.
Well, you just think they'd also have that footage.
Yeah.
You know, with all the footage that we've got.
Because I've seen a lot of footage of giant squids, because it's always in articles of people saying how scary they are. Oh, my gosh, I've seen this of giant squids.
But it's also when they die, essentially, and they float to the top.
Oh, my giddy, aren't they big?
They're huge, aren't they?
Enormous.
One of the biggest things. Anyway, so they thought they would just be like you said, just attack.
Like a vacuum, I sort of imagine it. It gets it.
Yeah.
It's gone.
But they sort of actually, like, lure their prey in and, like, trick them, and they've caught it how they would do it to a jellyfish as well. So it's very, like, intricate, and it's not as just,
so
know,
it's a bit of teasing, come this way, come that way.
Yeah, and then bang.
And then when
getcha.
They least expect it, boom.
And then once that's got you, you're not letting go.
Wow, I would not want to be caught by one.
No, you wouldn't. Very deep. We found out, obviously, they're very deep in the ocean, right?
Yes.
So I thought, why don't, because you were saying the point that we know more about space than we do about, and you hate space. We know how much you hate space. Let's learn more about the ocean. Like, for instance, do you know a tidal wave travels at 800 kilometres an hour?
No.
If you know, you know.
That's kind of scary, isn't
that,
it?
If you know, you know.
I just thought they came and hit you, but not at that pace. Know.
Well, obviously when they make landfall, it's a bit different.
But still, that's crazy.
Yeah, that is incredible. More than half of the US, the country of the US, is actually underwater.
No.
If you know, you know.
So, like, obviously, because we just see the flat part. We don't think about how deep the actual, you know, layer
is. Did it used to be above and then, oh, no, it wouldn't have, because now we're losing water. Yeah. Oh, no, we're gaining water. Because would there be, like, treasure under there or something, I'm thinking? My brain's ticking over. I want some
money.
Yeah, it
is. That wasn't in the facts. So thanks for that.
I'll go Googling myself. And
yeah, absolutely, you can. Obviously, the deepest trench we know about, the Mariana Trench.
Yes.
There's enough gold in the ocean for us each, or across the world, to have 9 pounds of gold.
If you know, you know.
Why are we going to space? This just proves my point. People need to stop going up there and bothering with that, because all you do is die. We've got ways to get down there, and there's gold. Who cares about another life?
As soon as money comes into it, you're interested.
Yeah. Stuff aliens, bring me the gold.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Bellarine. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Got our first complaint as a show.
We did. Why have I not seen it yet?
Well, it's more of a complaint about what you did.
What did I do?
Well, I think you know what you did. Yesterday we were talking. So yesterday, well, I'll give you a refresher. Yesterday we went to go get coffees at 7-Eleven.
No.
You went. Hold on.
No.
You wanted a chocolate something on
top. No, I wanted, you know when you order a cappuccino and you get the chocolate on top?
Yeah.
I was hoping for that at the Dollar Brew station.
That's right. So you I saw a button and you pressed that button.
Well, you told me to.
Yeah, and here's what happened.
And you went off and paid for a dollar bruise.
Yeah.
And I stayed and pushed the button because I was curious.
Yeah.
Turns out it was just for another coffee.
Yeah. And so what happened to that coffee? You just left it there, didn't you?
No. This isn't good.
So you left a coffee there, didn't pay for it.
Well, it wasn't a full coffee because the button isn't one of the normal coffees. It was a sidebar button, which now... But
the point is, you ordered a coffee, you left it there. I'm pretty sure it was a $2 cup too.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't? It was a dollar cup.
It was a dollar.
And so, and for someone that's very confident, you panicked because I saw the fear in your eyes as I walked out the side.
I did.
You didn't even wait for the... You know, because the door was closing, you didn't wait for it to reopen again. You just ran out, tried to squish through the glass door at 7-Eleven there, just on Little Mallop Street.
Well, you left me there.
I didn't know what you were doing.
You did. You told me to press the button. You knew I was doing that.
I thought it was your actual coffee. Turns out it wasn't. You'd ordered another one. Anyway, so the point is, you left. We talked about it yesterday on air, as you just heard. A couple of people wrote in saying, I think that's pretty rude of Herbie. I think she needs to go and pay for the coffee.
Yeah, I've stolen, haven't I?
Yeah, yeah, you've broken the law.
This isn't good.
Well, you didn't steal as much as waste product.
Yeah, that's true. Well, what do you want to happen from here then?
Well, we can either put it to the people and see if they want to put you in jail. Or you can go back and we can just go back and pay for that coffee and you write a letter of apology to the 7-Eleven chain and the dollar brew. And hey, you've ruined the sanctity for one guy who has been there 4 years.
4 years he's been going to the same one. Okay.
Do you think what you did was wrong?
In hindsight, it's a beautiful thing, and I did panic. I will, hand on heart, confess.
But did you do a wrong thing?
Yes. Yes. It's not good to do what I did.
No, it isn't.
Even if you panicked and you're fearful of stepping out in public now.
You just got to do it. So tomorrow we're going to go back. We're going to film it. You're going to apologise.
I love that you say we're going to go back. I know it's only going to be me.
Yeah, I won't be gone. It's too cringeworthy. It's too cringeworthy for me.
Fresh for the drive home. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.